everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awakened Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. It's a very special day, and Amy will talk a little bit about it as well. So we have Amy Flynn here with us today, and I'm so glad that she is. She's such a wonderful, joyful being that has been on so many of our shows in the past. So it's always so much fun and high vibrations. I really enjoy when Amy comes on. And today, Amy is going to be talking to us about what? Hold on, let me find the thing. Quantum frequencies and attunements to activate your magnificent, upgraded, fun-bundant 5D reality. So that and more, there's always more. There's always more that Amy talks about and brings in, and the energies and frequencies that she brings in. But I wanted to just take a moment, too, before that, to say, it is a special day. It's Diwali, which is the festival of lights. So it's like, oh, it's so interesting that, you know, we're doing a show on today, and it's about celebrating good over evil, you know, celebrating light over darkness. So it's a special day. So my whole house, apartment, it's all lit up. You know, I did my prayers earlier and put candles in each of the rooms, and all the lights are on just to welcome in the new energies of light and peace and prosperity and goodwill and just all those wonderful things. All right, so it's special. So I'm sending you all wonderful blessings of peace, love, abundance, happiness, and prosperity today and every day for the rest of the year. All right, so for those of you who don't know Amy, because like I said, Amy's been on many, many, many times. Such a joy, such a high vibration she brings to the call. So much fun. But for those of you who may not know, Amy is a transformational teacher and coach, a money, Reiki, healing grandmaster, source channeler, energy healer, multidimensional frequencies transmitter and intuitive, and guided by her clear, strong connection with source and her powerful energy gifts, Amy helps thousands of people around the world blast through lifelong blocks to create major shifts and breakthroughs. And Amy channels a collective and embodies their loving source energy, which is felt in the loving, joyful energy that she radiates. She quickly shifts people into a higher vibration of love to move them to awaken and remember who they really are. Amy is the creator of the crystalline rainbow starlight frequencies and many powerful programs filled with living energy, including The Call of Your Being series and Creation 101, Meditations at Work, and the Lively Instant Joy Process. Amy has developed a powerful proprietary process to permanently clear trapped emotional energy that quickly produces dramatic results in health, well-being, prosperity, and all areas of life. And so you'll find Amy regularly as a guest on radio shows, podcasts, and power summits just like this, uplifting and transforming audiences worldwide. And so today, specifically, Amy's going to be talking to us about activation of your personal 5D receiving frequency to turn on your fun-abundant life, crystalline 5D frequencies and activations to manifest your magnificent fun-abundant 5D reality. She's going to be bringing in transmissions of beautiful, uplifting, crystalline rainbow starlight frequencies and activation of the rainbow body. And there's going to be live Q&A with Amy and the collective with a personal dose of rainbow frequencies and activations. So, you know, and activations and clearings in a powerful guided meditative journey with the collective. So there's so much that we're going to be doing today. So I'm so excited, and thank you so much for all of you for being here. And now please open your hearts and help me to welcome Amy to the show. Amy, welcome.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much. I am so happy to be here, and I'm so glad you mentioned Diwali. I mentioned it in my abundance alert, which you didn't read, obviously.
I thought.
And there, our new moon is coming in about 6 minutes, and it's like we're gonna have like a happy new moon, like we have a happy new year. Like if anyone has a noisemaker, go get it. You know, it's like we could do all sorts of celebration. Why not? I mean, is there a rule that says we can't have a happy new moon? Of course we can. We're going to do it. We're going to have fun, and we're going to, like, really up the vibration, and we're going to have so much fun. Now, I want everyone to get this abundance alert. I just made a shortened link, which is not so short, but it it's easy to remember. So I want everyone to write this down, because if you didn't get the abundance alert, and there's another correction I have to give you, too. All right. It's great for us / new moon luck. Now, let me tell you how it works. Great is GRT, four, the number four. So it's great for GRT, mm-hmm. the number four, dot us, U-S, forward slash, in all uppercase letters, new moon luck. Okay, so it's great, GRT, four, dot U-S, forward slash, new moon luck. And you're going to have all sorts of links to the abundance checks. You have links to the best check writing times, which I'm going to give you another correction for in a moment. And information about this new moon. This is a really special new moon. It is on Diwali. It is a very lucky and prosperity new moon. It honors Ganesha, and it is very much about the new moon of illumination. This whole month has been leading up to this illumination. And I love the collective. They give me all this stuff, and I don't know what they're talking about. The end of September, they told me the October MMR was going to be the MMR of illumination and elevation. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I had no idea. And now we get here, and I'm like, oh, it makes sense.
Yeah.
They do this all the time. Thank goodness I have this connection to Source, because they're much wiser than I am, I'm telling you. They know
Beautiful.
Things that I don't know. And they just give it to me, and I just say, okay, yes, we'll go with that. Sounds good to me.
Exactly.
So anyway, the correction in the New Moon Abundance Alert is on the time. You cannot write your new moon check now at the time of the new moon. You have to wait until 9:41 p.m. I put October 20th, thinking today was the 20th. All right, today is the 19th. It's tonight, 9:41 p.m. tonight. So that first time when it's safe to write your check is 9:41 p.m. tonight, which is still the 19th. In Europe, it's actually not going to be the 19th anymore. Well, actually, it depends. In England, it will. Well, no, actually, it won't. Will it? Yes, it's still. Well, I don't know. I'm not good with math. It could be.
We are 6 hours ahead of you.
You are. But in,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're five. Okay, yeah,
they're five.
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
At UTC, they're 4 hours. So, yeah, okay, yeah. So in Europe and East, it will be the 20th. In the United States, South America, Canada, it will be the 19th. So that's how it works. All right. So anyway, before the new moon shows up in like 2 minutes, let's wag our tail and get the energy up. How's that?
Sounds good.
All right. So everyone stand up. Stand up and put your butt out. Stick it out like behind you. All right. And now you're going to pretend you're a dog. Yeah, I know. But just do it for a moment. Pretend you're a dog and pretend that your owner is coming up the walk and you've been waiting for him all day long and you're so excited and you can hear the footsteps are getting closer and closer. So just start gently like swinging your tail back and forth with anticipation and joy. Mm-hmm. And you're excited and you're excited. And now the footsteps are getting closer, closer, closer. And your mirror is wiggling back and forth faster, faster. Go wiggy-waggy, wiggy-waggy, faster. And the door's opening. Wiggy-waggy, wiggy-waggy. Wag that tail so fast. Wiggy-waggy, wiggy-waggy, wiggy-waggy. Wiggy waggy wiggy wiggy, until like your butt is like lifting your feet off the ground. You're wagging so hard. Keep wagging, and then just take a nice deep breath. Breathe in, and then exhale, and say, "Ah, that feels good."
That does feel good.
Yeah.
I'm always laughing whenever we do this. I love it. Thank you.
I know. It's so great. And anytime you want a big burst of energy or you want to raise your vibration, you just wag your tail. It works every time. Those dogs are very smart. If you notice, cats do it too. They just try to not look like they're doing it when they're doing it, but they know what they're doing. So definitely use it. And our new moon is almost here. I'm so excited. Oh, yeah, we got 2 minutes till the new moon. So anyway, what we're going to do today is, as you probably can feel these energies already flowing, because I kind of bring them with me, like this basket of treats that I carry around. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I begin to speak and I show up, these energies start filling the space of the call, because it kind of feels like we're all in a big space, a big energetic space together. So you probably can feel them. You may even feel some of the yummy rainbow frequencies, but you probably are feeling something that is flowing around, maybe making you feel good. You probably feel a little better now than you did when you first got on the call. What do you feel, Laura? Can you feel them?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I've been feeling energies all day, to be honest. Some powerful energies. And now when I'm like actually sitting down, and focusing, I can just feel the energy streaming in to us, not just to me, but to everybody on the call listening now and listening later. And then these energies are like, they're so joyful and so powerful and so serene at the same time. Do you get that?
Yes. Well, it's the energy of this new moon. It's a very balanced energy. It's bringing the energy of the cosmic, the spiritual, into balance with the energy of the physical, the earth. So they're coming together in a very beautiful, balanced, a gentle way, but yet very exciting way. And of course, this new moon is lined up with the two luckiest stars ever, the Spica, I think it's called Spica, Spica or Spicus. Spica, I think, and Arcturus, which we love because Arcturus beings always come work and play with us a lot. They help out with the MMR a lot and other things that I do, and they're wonderful. So they're called the Arcturians, not Arcturus beings, but well, actually, they're both. And this new moon, even though new moons are traditionally dark, you can't see them. This new moon is so illuminated with this powerful light energy. It's like illuminated from within. It's almost like energetically, if we look up in the sky at night, we could actually see the energy of the moon. We probably can even see where it is because it's so intense. The light is so intense on, it's just like an inner light. And that's what it's doing for us. It's like bringing our inner light out. It's amplifying the light within us. And it's also blending our inner light with any shadow light that we have, anything that's in shadow, to bring it all into the light. So it's a lot of powerful things going on with this new moon. So it's not just about, prosperity and abundance. It's really about this wonderful, this blossoming. I could say a blossoming and like these seeds that are being sown because new moons always sow seeds of this beauty, this harmony, and just expansion in every aspect of your life. It's just very, very beautiful. And the new moon is here, so can everybody get excited? And we're going to say, Happy New Moon! Happy New Moon, everybody! Happy New Moon! I wish I had a noisemaker.
I know, right? And I was going to say, I should just
Yeah.
unmute everybody for a moment so they can all do that, but I didn't want to scare anybody.
Yeah, everybody stand up and let's yell Happy New Moon.
All right, then hold on. Let me see if I can have to unmute everybody. No way, yeah, unless I do it manually. All right, I'm just going to unmute everybody for a quick second, and we can all just say Happy New Moon, okay? So make as much noise as you want and say Happy New Moon.
Happy New Moon.
Great. Thank you, everyone. I'm gonna
Thank
mute
you
you back out.
so much. That was fun.
We don't do
That
that
was
very
really
often.
good. All right. So now we
Yay.
are all new mooned. We're all set. We're in the official new moon moments. And
Exactly.
we're all
Okay.
ready to go. So this is wonderful. I'm excited. It's a great
Yeah.
energy, and it's an expansive energy. And it's a perfect energy with which to have our call. So now I got to see what's coming through to
All
talk
right, and
about.
before you do that, I just wanted to check because I forgot to mention this earlier. So if you do have a question for Amy, you can hit star two to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A, which we do have already, people with their hands raised and questions on the Q&A, but I forgot to mention it. So
Okay, good, good.
if you're new, then that is what you do.
Now make sure I'm going to put this out there to everybody. You're going to have to take responsibility for your question. No questions from lack. So that means I don't want you writing any questions about what you're missing, but what you want to amplify in your life or what you want to bring more of in. Because there's even if you think you're missing something, there's some of it there. So you want to amplify that some. So don't write your questions from lack. Don't write a question that's talking about, "Oh, do I get this?" or "I need this." Because believe me, you have it there. You're just not aware of it, and that's very much what the collective would like to speak to you about. All right, so this is what they want me to communicate, is that you have everything. In other words, everything that you want already created. As soon as you wanted it, it came into being. The reason why you don't have the physical thing in your life is because you're not perceiving it. Manifestation is a misconception. It's a misunderstanding of the energetic process. There's really no manifestation. What there is the creation, the coming together of energy, the coalescing of energy, of a similar vibration around something, and then the perception of that energy. When we can perceive something, we consider it manifested. We consider it in form. I think everybody knows the story about when Christopher Columbus and the explorers first discovered the West Indies. They came there and they went on the little island and they were talking to the natives. But the natives, they were talking about their ship, which was off anchored off the island. But the natives couldn't see it because they had no ability to conceive of it and then perceive it. So therefore, all this description that Christopher Columbus and his shipmates or whatever were trying to give them to describe the ship was just, they were just looking at them like they were had three heads and they were talking about Looney Tunes. So finally, they put the natives in a boat and they rowed them out to the ship. And they brought them out and they had them touch it and walk on it. And now it was real for them. It was something that they could conceive of and perceive. So now when they looked from their island, they could see the ship. It's not that the ship wasn't there when they couldn't see it. It's that they couldn't perceive it. And that's what it's like when something isn't, quote, manifested in your life. You think it's missing. And so what human beings tend to do is they get desperate. And they start trying to make it show up and make it happen. And so they start trying to grab at things and do more of stuff and do whatever. And they're not doing the thing or the things that are going to bring it into perception. Because when you focus enough energy, when you believe and you feel something is there, when you feel it so real, that's when you're able to perceive it. So there's all this teaching about you got to believe it and you got to feel it before you see it. And that's why. It's not like people are saying, all right, you got to act like a crazy person and believe that something's there when it's not really there because then it will be there. But unless you believe it's there, it can't be there. I mean, it just sounds kind of weird. But it's not really that you're believing something isn't there. It is there. It's just that your ability to perceive it isn't in tune with the thing. So the collective always loved the radio frequency thing. So we'll use the radio analogy for this. So let's say you wanted a ship. We'll use the ship because, no, we're not going to use the ship. They gave me the ship, but that's really a bad one. Let's say you wanted a new car, okay? And the new car that you wanted, it's there. But you can't see it or perceive it. You don't perceive it there. You perceive it way over there in some lot, no, not in your driveway or not, you know, with you. So what do? You focus on the car in the lot where it is, far away from you, and you fret. It's normally what people do. They try to figure out how they're going to get the car from over there to where they are, and what are the steps they need to do in between. And that's what delays the whole thing and maybe might even prevent it from happening. So what's happening is the car is with you. It's just that the car that's with you is at radio frequency, radio station 118.5. And you live your life on radio station 102.8. And you go around living your life on 102.8, everything you see is on the radio station that you're tuned into. What you hear, the people you meet, the things that come into your life, they're all on radio station 102.8. They have to be because that's your tuning. Now, just to give you a little bit better understanding, when radio stations, when radio frequencies are broadcast, they're all broadcast. So right now in the air around you, there are thousands of radio stations being broadcast. Internet ones, regular ones, shortwave ones, longwave ones, FM ones, AM ones. They're all there in the air, in the right now. Just, and then what happens is you have a device called a tuner. You go to your tuner and you set it to match one of those frequencies. That's called tuning into a station. That's what we call it. Turn on that radio station. But really what you're doing is you're tuning into one of the frequencies floating out there in the air. Then you hear only what's on that station. You don't hear any of the other ones. And then we tend to forget that they're there also. But if we just take the little button and push another one, or if it's a dial, turn the dial, voila, there's another one. It's not like it went away, it disappeared or whatever. It's just that we can only tune into one at a time. And we, human being, body, we're like a big radio tuner antenna. We're the same way. We can only tune into one at a time. We can shift our tuning quickly. We can shift back and forth quickly. If you know how to do it, you can shift. And when that's a great experience. It's a lot of fun, too. But like the radio tuner, if we tune into too many things at once, we get static. We don't have clarity. We get noise. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't sound good. We get kind of a mess. So when we're really going forward in our life, when we're happy, when we're all charged up, we're tuned into one station. And so the thing with this, quote, manifestation is, when you want something, you're wanting something that's more than what's in your life now. So that means you're wanting something that's not on the radio station that you're tuned into, right? Because otherwise it would be in your life now. So to clarify, you're tuned into 102.8. Everything in your life is at the frequency of 102.8. But now you want something more, because human beings always want something more. We're striving beings. We always are expanding. We always want more. We're Source. Source always wants to expand. So you want something more. But the more that you want on radio frequency 118.2, I don't even know if that exists on a radio tuner, but for us it exists. So 118.2, and that's where what you want is. But you're not tuned into that, so you can't see it, just like the ship. You can't see it. So we're in 102 point, the frequency you're on, 102.8, the car that you want is over there, maybe in a different state, in some lot somewhere. But at 118.1, it's in your driveway. So you don't have to go make the car, build the car, do something to hunt down the car. You need to focus on feeling the car real. Now, that sounds weird, but what you're doing when you feel the car real, that means you feel the car as if it's right there in your life now, in your driveway. You can close your eyes. You can see it sitting there. You can imagine you're opening the door, sitting in and smelling that new car smell. And it feels so real. It's, all of your senses are tuned in. What you're doing when you do that is you're changing your tuning frequency to 118.1, where the car is in your driveway. That's what the reality is at 118.1. And the more that you tune to that, the more you stay in that frequency, the more comfortable you are in that frequency. And as you, it becomes more habitual for you to be in that frequency, all of a sudden, it's as if almost by magic, these synchronous things happen. Things just flow and things happen, even sometimes too fast to figure out how they're happening. And next thing you know it, the car is there in your driveway. You know, you didn't have to make the car, you didn't have to fret, you didn't have to go through all this effort or whatever. You do have to take action, but you're taking action that is inspired. It's completely different. It's not that you're thinking about what you have to do. You're feeling the car real. And then an idea comes to you, and it might sound like the craziest idea ever. But if this idea comes to you when you're tuned into this new station of 118.1, you act on that idea. Doesn't matter if it's crazy. It's not crazy in the new frequency. It only seems crazy in your old frequency. And when you do things like that, you'll find that all of a sudden, almost as if by magic, this car is now there where you have been feeling it real. Now you can see it with your physical senses. So that's the difference. That's what manifestation really is. It's making something energetically real enough that you're able to perceive it with your physical senses. For some reason, human beings, maybe it's because we're living in a physical life, don't consider things real or there unless they can see them with their physical senses. We're actually moving, we're evolving from that, and a lot more people are now able to see things in the energetic realms. So it's like you might look somewhere and you might actually see something there. No one else might be able to see it because they might not be able to see yet with their energetic senses. But a lot of people are evolving to that. That's what this 5D energy brings us. Very exciting. And by the way, the more that you practice feeling something real, the more you are operating and practicing being in the 5D world. See, the 5D reality and world is here. It's here. But we have to feel it real, like the car. It's on a different frequency. So if we're living our life on the old 102.8 frequency, and that's the 3D frequency, no matter how much we want to experience the 5D world, we might get glimpses of it and pieces of it and feel it a little. We need to really be immersed in it and be living it. We need to tune into the other radio station where it is. See, at 118.1 or whatever it was, whatever it was that I said, that's the 5D world. So, and that's where your new car is. That's where your millions are. That's where all this stuff is. So all of this stuff, you have to feel it real. Now, what I get from everybody in talking, when they ask questions in email, when they ask questions in email and talking, and feeling what I feel from people, is this is absolutely not what people do. What they're doing is they're looking for the thing that they want on the frequency that they're on now. In other words, in with the tuning that they are. And I'll tell you, if it were going to be in the tuning that you're on now, it would be there already. You'd already have it. You'd see it, in other words. You'd be able to perceive it. You do have it. It's just on a different. It's like when you have the radio tuner, it doesn't come with a sign that says, this radio tuner will only tune you into 102.8. Maybe you can tune to 104.3 or maybe 103, but that's it. This radio tuner does not come with the ability to tune into any other stations. For you, they don't exist. That doesn't happen. You get a radio tuner with the ability to tune into everything that's out there. And you're the same way. You do not come with a limitation. As a matter of fact, you are unlimited and limitless. This is important because people don't operate this way. People operate as if they're limited. You operate as if you're the radio tuner that came with a sign that says this radio tuner only will give you three stations. You have a choice of three. So that's what you got. That's your choice. Enjoy your new tuner. And that's not anything like the truth, and it's not the truth of you. You can tune into any frequency that you want. You can live in any world that you want. As a matter of fact, you can tune into frequencies so, the word that comes is elevated, but not really. I mean, they are elevated. You would just say a very fast-moving energy, very high frequency, that is that you can actually visit other worlds. You don't have to stay only experiencing the earth. Your physical body may be here, and a lot of these high frequency worlds aren't physical. They don't have a physical embodiment there. People that are on those worlds, people is our world, our term. Beings that are on those worlds are non-physical, light beings, things like that. You are a light being. And your light body can travel anywhere, but the frequency of your light body is not the frequency of your physical body. So the most important thing that you can accept right now out of all of this is that you're unlimited and that you're a radio tuner and that you don't come with a limitation of what you can tune into. So let's go back to those things that you want. Okay? You want these things, but everybody's trying to make them come into come show up at the radio station and the frequency that you're tuned to and that you're living at now. And that's not how it works. That's not how it works. It's never been how it works. If you think about when you got something or when something was amazing and happened wonderfully for you, and you look at it honestly, you will recognize that you were in a different frequency than your normal everyday frequency. Something allowed you to raise your frequency. Either you did it consciously and you were aware of what you were doing, or something just unfolded in your life in a certain way that allowed your frequency to raise, and here you were just happy, happy, amazing. That's why being in love feels so good. You're shifting into a high frequency. You don't have to be in love to shift to that frequency. You can be in love with love and in love with the energy and in love with life. You're an in-love being. You're a being made of love. So it doesn't take a romantic relationship to get you there, but a lot of people use that as their way to slide into a higher frequency. Kind of interesting, huh? So when you're in this higher frequency, all of a sudden, things just magically, like, they seem like magic. They come to you. They unfold. Opportunities show up. But when you think about it or you understand what's happening, you realize it's not magic. It's really not magic at all. It's deliberate, and it's the way it's designed. It's supposed to work like that. So if you accept this, and you realize this is how it's supposed to work, and I accept that I'm a radio tuner, and I accept that I don't come with a limit on how many stations I can tune into. I accept that I'm unlimited, and I can have, you know how Abraham Hicks and other teachers are always saying, you could be, do, and have anything.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't say how exactly you're going to do that. It's because you have unlimited range of, quote, radio stations or frequencies that you can tune into and hold. And at each one, it's something new. It's something different. It's bigger, it's better, it's more than. So instead of trying to stay in the frequency that you're at, looking at your life the same way, noticing what you want to change, and noticing what you don't like and what you want to fix, focus on believing something real, which is your believing something real as if you're putting your hand on the giant tuner in the sky or the tuner on your body and changing the tuning. And believing something real is not a mind function. It's a full body function. It's a feeling function. It's a vibrational feeling that you feel in every single cell of your being. Every fiber of your being, you vibrate in a different way. And when you believe something real and you move into the new tuning, a whole bunch of things that you hadn't even thought of show up too. So you get gifts to go with the thing that you wanted. It's great. So, and by the way, this new moon, this energy of this new moon is such a great, powerful energy to do this. It is enlightening. It is illuminating. It's like shining the light on the new radio stations. It's like, look over here. Look over here. It's lighting things up in a way and lighting you up from within so that you can connect you, your light, with the light there, and you can move into new frequencies and tune in a different way. So I want everybody to make a commitment to doing that. And give up on the wanting stuff and wanting to change stuff. I mean, it's okay to want stuff, but then the next action should be believing it real. And there's a lot of talk. There's a lot of ways that they say people can do this. It's like dress for success. That's this one thing that was like coming from like the 70s. They told you to do that. Another thing was feel like you have it. That's similar to believing something real, but feel like you have it. Act like you have something already.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, all those type of things. All of these sayings, all of them come from they had, people used them to describe what they experienced when what they did is they believed something real and then it showed up for them. And that, for most of these people, they have no idea how they did it. Honestly, they really don't, because a lot of the people didn't do it consciously. And the fun in doing it consciously is you can actually see it happen. And when you do something like this consciously, when you consciously focus your energy and you believe something real and you consciously are aware of moving into a different frequency, tuning to a different radio station where this thing you're believing real actually is, it's so real you can feel it, touch it, smell it, taste it. No one else can, but you can. You discover and become so certain of your power. You will not doubt yourself again. You will not feel disempowered. You will not feel weak. You will not feel small. And no matter what happens, you will know that you have the power to believe something real. It's called the power of creation. The thing that I want to tell you is the creation actually happens when you conceive of it. When you first think of something, it's created. It's just you have to find it. It's created, but it's just not where you are. It's on a different radio station, different frequency, and you got to find it. And how you tune in on it, how you your little radar finds it, is by believing it real, you're automatically be led to it. It really works. It works every time, and it's magical. And if it's not working for you, you're not believing it real. Check then and see, am I really believing this real, or am I pretending to believe it real? And you'll see that you were pretending, and pretending doesn't work, unfortunately. So anyway, let's see what else they want to share. Oh, they're giving me something about a giant marshmallow, and I have no idea what this is about. A giant marshmallow. They want me to picture and describe a giant marshmallow, all right? So I'm seeing a giant marshmallow. Like a really giant marshmallow. And I think they're talking about the, it seems like this is about the, I want to say fluffy, soft, unstructured or no, bendable, flexible, flowy, gooey nature of reality, and nature of us too, because we're living in, quote, reality, and also the nature of source. So basically, this is that this gooey giant marshmallow, and they're not talking about a marshmallow like the normal size. We're talking about a giant marshmallow like as big as the Earth or bigger. I mean, like maybe as big as the whole galaxy. I mean, we're talking a giant marshmallow. And you know how when you, if you imagine a marshmallow that big, you'd kind of jump on it and you like sink in, and then you bounce up, and then you go to walk, but then it sticks. You'll kind of pull it on your feet. It'll stick to you. So you're not completely clear when you try to move. And this is just what this marshmallow thing is getting at. Everything is flexible and flowy, and you will get a bounce. So you will get a bounce, and you'll get momentum. Momentum goes. But there's also attachments. There's stickiness. And that's where people get stuck. They get so absorbed then with the attachments and the goo on their shoes that's attaching them to where they're moving from that they bend down and start paying attention to that, and they forget about where they're going. And what's important is that you keep your sights on where you're going. You keep your sights on that new frequency. You keep your sights on believing the new real, and don't get stuck on attachments or stickiness that pulls you back into your current or old reality. Your new reality is going to become your current. So you have to think of the new one you're believing real as your current and the old one as your old one. But inevitably you will get that stickiness, which is what the marshmallow is. They have strange analogies. What can I say? What the marshmallow is demonstrating. And if you could imagine walking on a giant marshmallow, you could imagine that it would be, you'd get sticky feet. I mean, it's just the way that marshmallows are. So don't give your attention to the attachments. The attachments are not significant. Human beings like to give a lot of weight to attachments and give a lot of attention to attachments. Oh, got to cut this attachment. Got to remove this. Something is holding me. Oh, look at that on my foot. Oh, my God, I can pick it up. Oh, that's terrible. How can I move forward with this gunk on my foot? just move forward. The gunk will work its way off. And it's not, it's actually, the attachments are not going to stop you. You stop you when you give too much importance to the attachments. I'm going to give one other quick analogy, all right, that they give that I love to share. And this is the woods, all right? I want everybody to just think about this. Every morning you wake up and you got to go somewhere. You go to the same place every day and you have a path that you walk through the woods to get there. This is not a driving, this is a walking. And so every day you walk across this big, beautiful field, but you're so focused on where you got to get to, you're not even noticing all the beauty in the field. But you get there, you get to the edge of the woods, and there's your big path. It's wide, and it's clear, and it's open. And you start down the path. You automatically go down it because there it is, right in front of you. You automatically walk to the front of it, and you start down the path. Now, the only problem with this path is it takes you out into a very nasty neighborhood. It's a neighborhood that's dirty. It's full of construction. It's falling apart. It's got debris all over the place. It just looks horrible. It's sooty. You don't like it at all. And every time you walk through it, you get dusty and dirty. And every day, you say, I'm not going to go here anymore. I'm just sick and tired of this. I'm going to find a new way. I'm just not going to walk. But every day you're not conscious. You're not aware. And every day you show up at the woods, and before you know it, you're walking down the big wide path. Now, that's the sticky marshmallow. It's also what we call a habit. So now we're going to do something else. You're going to wake up and you're going to be conscious. You're going to be aware. You're going to be in the moment. And you're going to be making choices in the moment. So now you start across the field. You're probably going to be thinking about where you're going. And you get to the woods and you show up in front of your big wide path. And you go, I'm awake today. I'm aware. I know that's not where I want to go. I'm going to go a new way. But there's no new path. You have to make it. So now you take out your little hacksaw and you start hacking your way through a new path in the woods. And it's work. And you are getting scratched up a little and whatever because it's taken some effort. You got to focus. You got to do it. But you're enjoying yourself. You're in the moment. You're not concerned about the day ahead of you or anything. You really are focused in the moment, and there is something enjoyable about it. You get out on the other end, and now you're in this gorgeous neighborhood. Green trees, parks, beautiful houses, big, wide, clean roads, and you can walk the rest of the way just it's just so nice and happy and clean and joyous, and you just get to where you're going feeling great. Now, that's wonderful. Now, the next day, you show up, you wake up, and maybe you're not as conscious as you were the day before, but you still have decided you want to go in the new way. You really like that. It was very enjoyable. So you show up at the edge of the woods again, but you can't find your new path. It's not so big and open. The old path is really open and clear because you've walked on the old path for like 20 years. So it's very wide. But where's the new one? So you're looking to see where you were. Now you see a little teeny opening. You think that's it. So you start down there, and again, you got to hack, you got to clear, you got to, you know, walk down and press down the grasses and everything to make it clearer for you. You get through, and yes, you come out in the same wonderful place that you were the day before, and you're thrilled, and you have a wonderful day. It's great. You love it. So now you've committed yourself to doing this. So every day now, consciously, you wake up, and with awareness and consciousness, you go to the edge of the woods, take out your hacksaw, and widen your new path. No more are you interested in your old path because the new path feels too good. The reward at the end of the old path is too wonderful. You don't want any part of that old path anymore. It's still there. It beckons to you every single day. You show up and it's like, here I am, your big wide path. Don't you want to walk on me? And you're like, no, thank you. I don't. And every day you focus and you put attention on this new path and creating your new path. And guess what? You don't have to do anything about closing up your old path or getting your old path out of your mind or anything. You just need to focus on the new one. After a while, a few weeks, your new path is going to be wide because you've been using it. It's going to be open, and you're going to find it easily, and you're going to have a pleasant time walking on it. You won't have to be cutting a new path every time. It'll just flatten out just from your being on it, and you'll have so much fun. You'll be dancing your way down the new path. The old path is going to start to get overgrown from lack of use. You don't have to close it up. You don't have to remove it. You don't have to unattach yourself from it. It'll do it itself. it will just fall into disrepair, fall by the wayside, and your focus and your attention will all be on your new path. And eventually, say 6 months, maybe a year, you'll show up at the edge of the woods to walk, and you won't even be able to find your old path. It will be so overgrown, it'll be like, maybe that's it over there. Oh, that could be it. I don't know, but I'm not interested in it anyway. I'm going on this new one, and your new one will be big, wide, and beautiful. And that is, it's a very good analogy for what you have to do in life. You don't have to worry about disconnecting from attachments. You don't have to worry about changing habits that you don't like. You need to adopt new ones. You need, with awareness and focus, to choose new ones. That's why it's always the people that find a, quote, substitute, they call it. When they're trying to change a bad habit or get rid of a bad habit, they try to find a substitute habit. Now, hopefully you choose a substitute habit that is a high vibration one. You need something to focus on and put your energy into. Human beings are focusing devices, energy vibrating focusing devices, and everything that we experience is a result of our energy vibration and our focus. Everything. So there's a bunch of analogies there. Now, when you mix them all up and take them together, you really can get a feeling for how it all works. It's kind of, they're all saying the same thing in three different ways. So I'd love to take some questions because then the collective will even have new things to bring through in answer to the questions. So you want to do that?
Absolutely. Sounds good. And I love these new analogies because some of these we haven't heard before. So,
well, you never heard the marshmallow because I never heard the marshmallow.
Or and even the one about the path. We didn't hear that on our show anyways. You know.
So okay. Well, I share that with people in private sessions a lot, all the time, because it's just so clear.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. Okay, yeah. So let's take some questions. We're going to go to phone lines first. We're going to go to phone number ending in 7688. I'll just unmute you 1 second. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Jean-Marie.
Jean-Marie?
Yeah, Jean-Marie.
That's a really pretty name. I like that.
Thank you. I'm so surprised to be called on. I don't even know what my question is now.
Well, you believed it real. You obviously felt yourself on the phone talking to me, and guess what happened?
Yeah, I do believe. I know that feeling of believing something real. I guess my question is, I've felt more like this in previous times in my life than right now, and I'm wondering if, could, is something like a pretty extreme trauma can sort of jolt that out of your body for a while?
Let me ask you a couple questions, all right? Did you go through a pretty extreme trauma?
Yes.
Recently? Or is this a past?
In the recent past, yeah.
And how long? How long?
Around from like autumn of 2015 into 2016.
No,
so
it's been a while, and I think that you did fine. You went into a period of doing better after that, so I don't think this is related to that. I think this is more related to the actual cosmic energies flowing. Right now, it's like the big finger of source and big finger of the cosmos is poking us, saying, come on, you don't want to stay tuned into this frequency forever. There's so much better stuff over there. And it just keeps poking us, and we're like, oh, go away. I'm not having a good day. Do you have to bother me today, you know? Just leave me alone. I'm trying to make this happen. Can't you see I'm working over here? and that's basically what's happening is everybody's feeling this, and everybody's kind of experiencing it in a different way. And with all of this high-frequency energy and all of these pokes, it feels rather chaotic because everybody responds in a different way to being poked and nudged. So some people get irritable. Some people try to do a lot of new things. Some people, you know, take out their energy on somebody else. Some people just decide they're going to just, like, quit everything and go find themselves. Other people decide they want to leave the physical. I mean, all of these things are happening in response to this very high-frequency energy that's nudging us. And I do feel that a lot of what you're feeling is in response to that. you're kind of situated where you are. And the energy is saying, come on, move. And you're like, I'm not going anywhere. Is that kind of true?
Well, actually, sort of and sort of not. Like, I felt these nudges. I know exactly what you're talking about. Just recently, in the past month or so, maybe, all of a sudden, and it does feel like magic, things are, like, falling into place or little synchronicities are happening. I'm going, oh, good, okay, I'm getting turned back on again, I think.
Mm-hmm. And, well, it's not like you ever were turned off. It's that you're getting in tune with, you're matching the frequency of the new.
Uh-huh.
You're relaxing and allowing yourself to your vibration to raise and match the frequency of the new. So you're automatically then being able to experience what's on the way to the newer
mm-hmm.
frequency. What's at the newer frequency and what's on the way. And we experience that as synchronicity, magical things, we call them miracles, we call them a whole bunch of things. And so that's what you're experiencing. But what I guess I'm confused about is that this doesn't feel good to you?
Oh, no, it does. It does. Yes, and I'm moving into trusting it again. You know, I was pretty well jolted that for that year and a half or so. It really caused a big jolt, almost like a train coming off its tracks kind of a feeling, you know.
Uh-huh.
But recently I felt these little jolts, you know, like it's warming up again and the magic is coming back. And
well, it sounds like your event was one of these, like, really traumatic life events. Now, what happens if you imagine that you're made out of Legos? All right. This is coming from the collective. All right. I cannot make these things up. So if you imagine that you're made out of Legos and a big traumatic life event comes, it's as if something comes with a big hammer and it just strikes you and all your Legos go flying. You fall apart. You're in pieces. And you're like,
yeah.
Oh my God, where am I? Where's my head? Where's my legs are not where they're.
Exactly.
And so that's what it feels like. But of course, you look whole, and so other people don't understand what you're feeling because they look at you and you look fine. But you're not feeling very fine. You're feeling like you're all over the place, and you don't know what to do. And you don't trust because this big hammer came out of nowhere. You don't know where that came from. That just hit. So,
mm-hmm.
therefore, it takes time for you to trust again. And a year and a half ago, you weren't trusting, but now you're, like you said, you're moving into more trusting and more flow and relaxing into it. And as soon as you do that, you will automatically be moved into the higher frequencies, and you will begin, like you say, to experience these synchronicities and experience everything. What you need to do to keep it happening is to celebrate each thing. Just celebrate
mm-hmm.
each thing that happens, no matter how little, all right? Embrace it, celebrate it, dance around like it is the best thing that you've ever experienced, and you will just continue to expand the energy and the welcoming of more wonderful things.
Thank you. That brings tears to my eyes. That feels really good.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, thank you.
That's perfect.
I'm glad you called it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful. I love that.
Okay, so who do we have now?
All right, so we have phone number ending in 6026, 6026. One second.
Hi. How
Hi.
Are you?
Good.
Hi, dear. I want
Wait,
to
Wait, what's your name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Okay. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, dear. I want to be one with my power.
Your
I want
power?
To be one with me. Yes. Uh-huh.
P-O-W-E-R, power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So why do you think that you're not one with your power?
Because I don't feel it.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. So you're not feeling it. And so because you're not feeling it, you assume that you're not one with it. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to feel it.
Okay.
I want to
now,
feel powerful.
Okay. The feeling has to come from you. So in other
mm-hmm.
words, the power is not going to sit there and say, hey, I'm over here, right here next to you. Can you feel me? you got to feel me now. It's not going to do that. You have to relax yourself, and you have to feel the power within you. Now, you can do this by focus. What I'm going to do is give you something. You're going to focus on a light, a little flame in your belly, in your solar plexus, but a little lower, like on the low part of your solar plexus, like maybe towards like the belly button. And I want you to do this with your eyes closed. You can do this every day, actually, maybe twice a day if you want.
I do and that I, every day. I
you
do
visualize
that
a flame in your belly?
No. There is something in the middle, in like on the chest, the middle of heart chakra. It feels, which I call it self chakra. It's something mm-hmm. maybe chakra of honoring the self.
Right,
that's
okay.
Closed. I feel it's closed. If you can help me to open it, I appreciate
it. Okay. Well, this is going to be... This is different than what you're feeling. You're feeling something closed. So you're feeling if something's closed, if you have a flame in a closed room or a closed space, you put it in a box and you close it, the flame can't burn. It suffocates. Mm-hmm. It goes out.
Yes.
So this process is going to open that. So where it's feeling closed, it's going to become open. Because in order to have the flame burn and grow bigger, it has to be open. So what you're not going to do is you're not going to worry about how to open yourself and how to open your centers. That you don't have to do. What you're going to do is you're going to feel and see the flame within you, and you're going to see it grow, and you're going to feel it grow. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to visualize and feel a little flame, like a little flame. It could be a small flame, like that might be on the top of a candle. Within you. It could be like the lower part, like I said, the lower part of your solar plexus. I prefer the solar plexus and the heart because we have too many things, ideas, and concepts associated with the heart. And the solar plexus is a very powerful source connection right there. So when you focus on this little flame, just see it there, sitting there in you, burning. Now, as you're focusing on it, I want you to imagine it, to seeing it grow. Like it just starts becoming a larger flame. The flame starts growing. It gets taller and wider. It flickers brighter. It gets bigger within you and bigger within you. And I want you to feel the flame. Feel it like you're right there and you're right up against it. You're little now. It's big. You're inside you, and you're feeling this flame, the heat from it, the power from it. And just watch it grow, because the flame will grow if you feed it. You're feeding it the fuel of your attention. Your attention is the fuel that feeds this fire like gasoline. And this fire is now expanding and getting bigger and bigger until it takes over your whole body. Your whole body form is lit up from within with this fire. This fire is the fire that fuels your desires, your intentions, your awareness, your presence, your whole being. This fire is the fire of you. This fire is your power. And as you allow this fire to grow and you believe this fire real, by feeling it real, by putting your attention on this fire, you will step into your power just automatically. You don't have to do anything else. Because there's nothing a fire light, expanding powerful fire like that, is very powerful. We've gotten to see that recently with the wildfires that we've had. Very, very powerful energy. When you have this energy and you feed it with your attention within you, it grows so big and you become so powerful. Because you become one with the fire.
Well, thank you so much. I do that. I did it.
No, you don't do that.
I do that
because you told me you do not do a thing with the fire. And you're focusing on a different center, and you're focusing on the feeling of it being closed, and you're trying to open it. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about not focusing on anything being closed, not trying to open anything, just focusing on a fire within you. You don't have to know how it got there. You just have to connect with the fact that there's a fire within you, and then close your eyes, lie or sit, and feel this fire within you burning and feel it grow. That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
And let it grow until it takes over your whole being.
Yeah,
all
and
right.
Try it out for a few days and then you know, and see how you feel after that.
Yeah, try it out.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Okay.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Wonderful. Bye. Thank you. And that is a great process for everyone, not just for Elizabeth, and for
right.
any time. You know, it's a great process just for us to get more in tune with that illumination within, right? And to make it burn even
and
more.
And the power. And the
mm-hmm.
power. It's much more than illumination, because when you think of a fire is an extremely powerful thing.
Yes,
a fire
yes.
can be used in a directed manner to clear out paths. To clear a way for something to be constructed or built. Fire can also be a destructive energy, as power.
Mm-hmm.
Power can be constructive or destructive. Power
mm-hmm.
is power. Fire represents pure power. And if she does this and really gets into the feeling of the fire within her and really feeds it with her attention by putting her attention on it, it will expand. Everything you put your attention on expands. It will
yes.
expand within her, and she will literally feel this heat burning within her. She will feel this flame. She will feel this power. And when she opens her eyes after focusing on this for maybe, say, 5-10 minutes, she will feel it like a very different person. She will feel infused with power.
Mm. Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, so it's very worth trying.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. For all of us. I would definitely recommend it for us all. All right, so we're going to take one more caller from the phone line. We're going to do the web call. Natasha in the Netherlands. I'm going to unmute you. 1 second. Hello.
Natasha?
Yep.
Hi.
Natasha, you there?
Yes.
Hello. Okay, can you talk a bit more
louder.
Louder?
Hello?
Yeah, great. We can hear you.
Okay.
Perfect. What's your question, Natasha?
Well, thank you for taking my call. I don't know how to say it. I live in a home where there's a lot of electromagnetic radiation.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'm hypersensitive to it, so it really makes me sick. And it also messes with my heart energy.
Okay.
Okay.
And I've tried all kinds of stuff to raise my vibration. And, some things help, and then things go better for a while, and then they get worse again. So, and I'm trying to find out exactly what is causing that.
All right, let me ask you a couple questions. You said it messes with your heart. You mean it messes with your heart center? Your heart energy? I mean, it doesn't give you
heart
palpitations
energy.
Or something, does it? Does it change your heart
also,
rhythm?
Also, if I do something that opens up my heart chakra,
mm-hmm.
I notice I absorb more of the radiation, and
mm-hmm.
also I feel the heart palpitations. And
okay.
I notice that, yeah, the things I manifest are less positive.
All right. Have you identified where the sources of electromagnetic radiation are in your home? You said that there's a lot.
Yes. I live near some type of mast. It's a bit different than in the U.S. And they are causing the problems. And
what is it that you live near? What's it called?
We call it masts.
Mess.
No, M-A-S-T-S.
M-A.
It's like
mast.
Cell tower.
Mast. Oh, okay.
In Europe, there it's a kind of different.
Okay.
And
Are you able to move? Are you in an apartment? Or do you rent?
Yes.
You rent?
Yes.
Okay, then one of the things I definitely do is move to an area where you're not so close to these masts, for one.
Yes, I'm trying to do that for quite some time now, but...
Believe it real. Use that technique.
Sorry?
Believe it real, what I talked about before, what the collective were giving me to say. Believe it
yes.
real. Believe the new apartment real.
Yes, I...
Okay, that's very different than trying to do it. You got to feel yourself in a new apartment without that energy.
Yes, I also do that. And I imagine finding a new lease and getting the keys.
Okay. Well, feel it. Feel it. More than imagining it. Feel it. Feel it as if the key is being put into your hand. Feel the key in your hand.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You got to feel it and believe it real, all right? Feel
yes.
it real.
I always focus also on the feeling it gives me, the emotion.
Right.
And,
okay. In the
how
meantime,
I feel physically. Sorry?
Right. In the meantime, I'm going to give you some things that you can do to ground yourself. You have to get grounded and connected to the earth.
Okay.
All right. You need like an antenna that runs through you and connects you to the center of the earth. So what I want you to do is I want you to visualize yourself having a pole, almost like the mast or something, which I guess is a pole, that runs from the center of your head, enters from the center of your head and runs all the way through your body. It comes and it breaks into two, splits into two, and runs down each leg. Now I want you to imagine it like it actually is within you. All right. Now, what this pole does is it acts like a lightning rod they put on the house. They put a lightning rod on the house so that when the lightning comes, the lightning rod attracts it, directs it down, and sends it into the earth. What this pole that we're creating within you is going to do is whenever this electromagnetic energy comes to you, it's going to be attracted to the pole, and instead of bothering you, the pole is going to absorb it, carry it all the way down, out your, you know, down your body, out your feet, and down into the center of the earth. Okay?
Yes,
so you just
got to
feel this pole. Imagine this pole is, it's not made out of light, it's not made out of dark, it's almost like an absorbent, energy absorbent type of thing. That sounds really weird. An energy absorbent energy pole. But it runs all the way through you. So I want you to feel that pole in you. And I want you to refocus on it and reestablish it at the beginning of every day. And if you leave your house during the day, then when you come back again, when you first come in, reconnect with your pole. Just close your eyes, feel that pole running through you again and bringing that, connecting you to the earth, and feel all this energy is going to be drawn into the pole through you and out. It's not going to affect you. It's going to pull through you. The other thing I want you to do is, do you have earth things around you, like crystals and stones and plants and things like that? Do you have those?
Yes.
A lot?
A lot, but I have two stones near me and three plants.
Okay. What I want you to do is I want you to get more stones and more crystals. You can go get them from outside. Just go pick them up, collect them. They don't have to be fancy. As a matter of fact, the ones that have just come right out of the earth are probably better because they really have a lot of earth energy there. And I just want you to put them around. Put them wherever you feel they should go. You'll kind of be guided. Instead of figuring out where to put them, let yourself be guided where to put them. I would also put some close to you when you sleep. So, you know, just wash them off so that they're clean, and just put them where you feel guided to put them.
Yes.
Okay. And when you're home, do you use like the microwave or anything like that, a microwave or not?
No, not
okay,
at
good.
All.
Okay, good.
I
so
don't
it's
have
say,
one.
All right, good. So it's going to say don't do that because that will just add to the energy that you don't
yes.
need. All right.
Yes,
I
know.
Right. Okay. Try these two things and definitely keep believing your new apartment real. And that means really not just focusing on it out there over there. Focus on and feel yourself in it. Feel how wonderful you feel because you're in it. So feel the new landlord putting the key in your hand. Feel the key in your hand. And then feel yourself opening the door and standing in the apartment. Feel and see in your mind how it's decorated. Feel it so real that you could smell the apartment.
Okay?
The more real you can feel it, the faster you're going to be seeing it in your life.
Yep.
Okay. You heard everything I said about believing it real and how you then, how when you believe it real, you move to the new radio station, the new tuning, where that thing already is a part of your life, right?
Yes, I heard it.
Okay. And you can also listen to the replay because it's really, that's really very much what I want you to do. And again, with this pole, you're going to create this pole, okay? Create this it acts like it's similar to a lightning rod type of action. It just attracts these horrible frequencies, pulls them right through you and into the earth.
Okay.
You can also, if you wish, you can also create these poles in different places in your home. You can put these poles, all right, so you can, you know, with your mind, you can create these energetic absorbing poles and put them in different corners of your apartment. You can put them in different places.
Okay.
So there's no limit to what you can do with these. And you don't need to put a physical thing there. You can do it all with this pole that you're creating. Okay?
Yes.
All right.
I understand.
Great. All right. And hopefully this will help you feel better.
Yes, I hope so too.
And Natasha, send me an email. Just respond to one of the emails that you received from me. Send me an email, and then I'll send you some other information that may be helpful, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Great. Thank you. Great question. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Okay.
And try all these things that Amy said, and go back and listen to the call just to get even more of the information that she was talking about, okay?
Yes, I will.
Perfect. Good. Thank
and you,
you
can also send me an email, too, if you need any other information, okay?
Okay.
When you get, did I give you, I didn't give you my email, but I gave you that new moon for the new moon, right? The new moon.
Yes.
Luck?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
When you go get that, it'll have my email on it.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
And so it should have my email on it. If you want my email, I'll just give it to you now, but it's easier to see it written. It's amy@allabout-energy.com. That's why I'm telling you it's easier to see it than to figure it out that way. All right?
Yeah.
So,
great.
Yeah,
thank
that.
You, Natasha.
Yeah.
Thank you, too.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right. So interesting. I mean, not in a good way for Natasha, but so interesting, the information that you shared with her and with everyone. So all the information that Amy just shared for Natasha, I mean, you can use that too for yourself. You know, it's not just what Natasha's going through.
You know, I don't know what answers are going to come through because the answers are coming directly from source, from the collective in the moment. I never thought of this idea before, but I'm going to try it myself. So,
yeah, exactly, right?
You know, it's like a lot of the – I mean, I would say all of the answers – that's why I love the questions because they open up new things that source and this collective is source, that the collective then give me to share things that I might not have thought of. So I love to have the questions for that particular reason. Now, do you want me to share about my special offer?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. So for those of you who are on the
Because there's something very timely in my special offer.
Exactly.
And I'm
going to
tell people about it first.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
We know we have a new moon. Big, powerful, light-infused new moon lighting you up from within. Big, powerful energy to take advantage of. Lucky two of the luckiest stars ever together aligned with this new moon. So the luck, the prosperity energy. Diwali is all about the light, but it's also about the luck, too. And it's all good things. So there's, like, so much opportunity around this. Tomorrow, I am transmitting a special energy session. It is a booster from the multidimensional money Reiki sessions that I do. So a booster means it's a shorter session. It's not the long 90-minute session. It's shorter. It may be 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, something like that. And it's usually, it boosts the energy from the prior month, so that means it's going to contain equinox energy, and equinox frequencies, which are themselves very powerful, and it also is going to boost the energy that's here now, which, of course, is the new moon energy, this energy of this luck, this prosperity, this light. So it's a very, very powerful session. And this session is a bonus. In other words, it is a bonus with next week's October MMR session. And in my package, when you get my special offer, you will go into October's MMR session. So if anyone gets the package and gets me, and they have to let me know because I don't get the notification that you got it. So you have to send me an email and say, put me in the MMR. There's actually three things in here that you got to send me an email on. You could send it all in one email, but because you're getting a lot of energy stuff from me in this one. It's a little different. And if you tell me, put you in the MMR, and I see that email before the session, which will be tomorrow night, then you get the bonus of this session tomorrow along with the MMR. If you don't do that, if you forget to write me an email or you write to me on Saturday, it will be after the session tomorrow. So get the package. And then write me an email and say, set me up for the October MMR and the booster. All right? And I will. Okay, then you will. Now, so I'm going to start with this a little backwards because that's what I'm getting. So I talked about the multidimensional money Reiki session, which is a bonus. It's one of the bonuses with this. And it's a really powerful session. It's a 90-minute session. And this month is the October session. And like I told you, Source, the collective gave me this name for it when I was updating the page, which is the Illumination and Elevation MMR. And I had no idea what they're talking about, but it sounded good, and I was having a lot of challenges with the code. That page has terrible code on it. I've got to do something about that, and I don't know what to do. It's very difficult to work with. And so anyway, I didn't even question it. I said, okay, and then I said, you just got to give me the way to talk about this because I'm having a challenge keeping my browser open because of this code. And so I just got everything from them. And this is going to be a very, very powerful, light-infused session, very elevating. And, of course, it's got the it will have its own booster, again, which will be in November. So you're going to have two boosters. If you're in the session and you're registered for this session, before tomorrow night, you actually get an extra booster. That's why it's a bonus. The bonus booster. And it's very exciting. You can read about it on the page, which we'll have to give you the address for in a moment. You want to give them the address? Because we didn't do that yet.
Yep. It's just awakentohappinessnow.com/Amy14.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's good. So it's awakentohappinessnow.com/Amy14. Is Amy14 all one thing, or is there a dot or space? Or
no, it's all one thing.
Okay, all one thing. Okay, that's easy enough. All right, now the next energy bonus, there's like three energy bonuses with this, okay, is that a month of these gorgeous crystalline rainbow frequencies. Now, the rainbow frequencies have been flowing throughout this call. They feel very good. They're very relaxing. Rainbow frequencies are not hard, hit you over the head frequencies that you can say, oh, I feel that energy buzzing. No, they're really soft. They're subtle. It's like someone put a fluffy cloud under your rear end, lifted you up, and is carrying you around in a cloud all day long. Things happen easily. If something is challenging, you feel much more at ease. You go, you just kind of float through your day, and things don't get to you so much. Now, what's really cool is it cleans up your environment. This would be really, really good for Natasha. That was her name, I think, right, Natasha?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It would be very helpful for Natasha because it cleans up negative energies, icky energies in your environment so that you feel better in your environment. It cleans out negative vortexes. It clears up negative entities. Now, she's got something going on that's besides all those things, this EMF-type energy. And it will definitely help clean that up and balance it out. These rainbow frequencies, they raise your vibration to the degree that you're able to allow, and the effect is cumulative. So you feel better and better as they flow. They flow 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, unless you choose to pause them. You can pause them. You can ask them to be more intense at certain times and be more light or less at certain times. So if you've got something that you really want some extra boosting for, energy for, flowing, you can ask them to be intensified during that time. They basically tune up all of your chakras, tune up your whole being. It's just a great feeling. It's very hard to describe because it's not. It's you just feel like an improved person. It feels good, and your pets are included in your frequencies. Free. They just automatically get them. Pets love them. They respond so well to them. We've got all sorts of pets on them. So far I haven't heard of any snakes or anything, but we've got horses on them, cats, dogs. I think there's a hamster or something on them. I mean, they love them. Pets that are not feeling well or like not doing well improve. It just is amazing. Sometimes people get right back onto the frequencies or get on the frequencies because their pets were doing so well. And they just wanted their pets to get the benefit of the frequencies. So it's great. I don't even have the words to describe it. The pets are so happy. I even have pet testimonials. Of course, the owners type them, but it's great. Anyway, one person that is getting the frequencies calls it an oasis in the middle of the desert. The frequencies bring grace and ease. So, I mean, it's just such a delicious feeling. Now, the other really cool energy thing that you're getting is a special, personal, customized energy transmission. And this is to support you in manifesting your ideal reality. Now, I didn't think of this when I was talking before, but now I realize that this is perfect because what it's supporting you in doing is tuning into believing real and tuning into that ideal reality that you're thinking you want to have. So, in other words, it's going to help you get your frequency to the new radio station frequency where everything that you want is. And what this is a personal, powerful, custom energy transmission from me that supports you in manifesting your ideal reality so that it becomes perceivable for you. And this special advanced energy will activate three areas of your life: prosperity, career, life purpose. That's all considered one. Well-being, healthy spirit, and healthy body. That's the second one. And the third one is relationship, love, and self-love. That's the third one. All right. So those are three energy things. When you go to the page, you'll be able to read about these more. I'm trying to go fast because I know that we have a time limit. All right. So the other things in here are wonderful programs that are channeled from the collective or meditations from the collective. And these are very, very powerful. And they're gorgeous. I mean, gorgeous. And the first one is the Crystalline Grid Living Love Connection. This is a guided, beautiful energy experience and meditation. It actually connects you with and infuses you into the Crystalline Grid. It is a wonderful, wonderful experience. And there's a little quote here that I'm going to read. It's not too long. It says, "You are now standing on the threshold of a new way of being. You are becoming living love. I also like to think of it as liquid love, too. You are becoming fully conscious of your being source expressed into form with the full knowledge of your divinity while creating in the world of form. It is a very exciting time for Earth and her inhabitants. So this brings you into that experience in a very feeling way. Now remember, when you feel something, it becomes real for you. So the next thing is unlimited and abundant. Unlimited and abundant is a two-part, three-and-a-half-hour audio program. It's wonderful. Oh, it's all about tuning into and experiencing yourself as an unlimited and abundant being. And it succeeds because it's not talking about things so much as it is getting you to feel them, to experience them. It's really talking about getting you to feel and embody this imprint of divine abundance. I mean, the truth is you already embody it. You just don't know it. So this is making you consciously aware of it in a way that you feel, so that you begin to live your life and express yourself in your life and in the world as this divinely abundant being. You'll find you carry yourself different. You walk different. You speak different. It's just very, very powerful when you are living from this knowing. So that is a beautiful, and it's a beautiful experience to go through. Beautiful. And the thing about these programs is that when you go through them once, you get something from them, and you receive, you expand. They will bring you something and do something for you. But then you can go back and listen to it again, like a month later, and you get something completely different from it. You get a whole bunch more because you weren't ready to get what you got the second time before. So you can use these over and over for, like, forever, and mm-hmm. they will continue to be giving you something more because they're not about – they're not about beliefs. They're not about, like, regimented things. They come from source, and it's source expanding your experience. They're all very experiential. So it's like having an experience. And your ability to have an expanded experience increases as you grow, as you, oh, don't even know the words, as you elevate, as you become more. What?
I was going to say expand.
Yeah, expand. All right, the next one is called Dialing into Source. Now, this is a really great program because this takes you into a couple of really easy ways. It shows, first of all, it absolutely experiential where you realize yourself as Source. So it's not a mental process, it's not a thought, it's not a belief, it's not an idea. It is a complete full-body experience of knowing yourself as Source. And that's very different. It's not a word thing. It's a feeling thing. And you vibrate in a particular way as you feel this. It's completely experiential. And there are words, but the words are to guide you into the experience. And as you are guided into this experience, you automatically become one with Source. So it's not like you are like, okay, I'm going to connect with Source now. You realize yourself as Source, and you realize this connection is always there, and you realize you can just, with a shift of your attention and tuning, tune into this connection, tune into Source, and receive all of this guidance, receive wisdom, receive, when you don't know what to do in a situation, you can receive answers. You have to trust yourself. This program's about that too. And it will, in bringing you into this experience of yourself as Source, you do gain trust in yourself. You do. And as you begin to trust yourself, you will trust yourself to receive this from Source. Now, the next one is the this fun, and Alara mentioned at the beginning, the instant joy connection process. Mm-hmm. And this is from the collective, and this is great. This is a short, it's short, like about maybe 9-10 minutes. So it's something you can do every day, every single day. And you could do it twice a day. And it's easy to do. It's very easy to do. I guess maybe the word would be simple, because you have to do it. And when you do it, so it's simple to do, it's simple to follow, but it's just the sitting down and doing it, deciding you're going to do it. Human beings, very much like the path in the woods, are creatures of habit. And unless we decide with our attention and awareness, I'm going to not do that same old thing, I'm doing something different, we automatically will do the same old thing. So, you know, and we will feel the same old way. We will think the same old thoughts. I mean, I'm sure you've caught yourself in this all the time. Everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do all the time. I'm like, oh, I'm not in that thought again. Okay. You know,
yeah.
And it works with people, too. When you think of a particular person, you automatically think about them in a particular way. And you have a certain set of thoughts that you think about that person. It's just the same old thing. You can't possibly have any kind of new, you know, relationship with that person or new experience if you're running the same energy and running the same thoughts about them. So it's a conscious choice. So this is a beautiful little meditation or process or whatever that will guide you to light up from within with joy. You will feel so happy, so filled with joy, and this joyful energy will be flowing and bursting forth within you. You will just feel like singing and skipping your way through your day. I mean, it's that good. And then I already described the three energy bonuses.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's it. So go look at the offer page and feel the energy on it. It has lots of yummy energy on it. And as you scroll, you will feel the energy. Just read the words and feel the energy, and you'll feel a nice shift of energy. And also notice what you're thinking and notice how you're feeling and notice if you're thinking, you know, oh, this won't work for me. If you're thinking that, you know what? That's part of your habitual thinking. That's your old path in the woods. You're walking down the old path. If you think like that in your life, whether you're looking at an offer on the page or whether you're thinking about a new job or a new relationship, if you think, oh, it won't work for me, you're on your old big path through the woods that's bringing you out in the gross neighborhood that's disgusting and dirty. And, yeah, you'll come out in the gross neighborhood if you're on the old path. So you need to have enough awareness in the moment to catch yourself in thoughts that don't serve you. And the good thing is, the more your vibration is raised and the more a raising of your vibration that you do, the more things that you participate in that raise your vibration, the more aware you will become and the faster you will catch yourself when you have thoughts and feelings in your body that don't serve you. You'll catch yourself soon and go, oh.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very, very good thing. I don't think there's a human being on this planet that doesn't have habitual patterns or negative thoughts. It's just that those that are the wisest, the most enlightened, the most light-filled beings are the ones that catch themselves within moments when they start to have a thought that doesn't serve them or start to hold an energy that doesn't serve them, and they shift right out of it. They make a different choice.
Mm-hmm.
So when I describe it that way, it feels a whole bunch more possible, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely, it does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So I know we're running out of time because you told me we have to be short.
yeah, so I was just going to say that special offer is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Amy14. It'll be on the replay page and the replay email as well. So please do take a look at it. And it is, yeah, perfect, good. Yeah,
all
thank
right,
you.
So I want to do something because I said I would, so I just want to do it. We're not going to do like a guided meditation because it takes too long. If I let the collective loose, they'll go for too long. So they don't tell time. So what I'm going to do is I am going to bring them with me, and
mm-hmm.
I want to transmit some very powerful frequencies. These are cleansing frequencies. These are frequencies that will raise the vibration, that bring light into you, into everybody. And what else? They're going to be some of the rainbow frequencies, and I'm going to, because we didn't get to all the people that put their little questions on the website either.
Mm-hmm.
There probably were a bunch of them. So I'm going to transmit special things to everybody who submitted a question, and I'm going to transmit something special to everybody that's on the call and who will listen later. Does that sound good?
That sounds good.
That will be probably maybe about 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. So I'm gonna go into special energy transmission mode. That means I take the phone off my ear and put it on the speaker. So hold on. Okay. All right. So everybody, just close your eyes and just get into a comfortable position where you can feel relaxed and you can receive this. And just focus on your breathing gently. You don't have to focus on anything in particular. But don't try to have, worrisome thoughts running through your head. If you do find that your attention's on worrisome thoughts, just gently visualize a sun inside your head. Visualize the beautiful rays of the sun, something really soothing, and focus on your breathing, just a gentle in and out of your breath. All right, so I'm going to start transmitting some of this really beautiful energy to everybody right now. All right. Well, that was less than 3 minutes. That was great. Okay. Everybody is filled with this light, and actually one of the light beings actually showed up thinking that we were doing a session he had to help in.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah. And lots of rainbow energy. You were infused with this very, very high light energy and light frequencies, and then wrapped up with that, and then rainbows everywhere, rainbows infused through you, just really, really nice. You should feel good.
Mm-hmm, definitely. I was yawning through
good?
The whole thing. Yes.
Did you felt the energy throughout the whole thing?
Yeah. You were yawning like crazy and like, oh. Yeah, very nice, yes.
All right, good, good. So absolutely. Everyone should be vibrating nicely right now. So enjoy it. Feel good. Mm-hmm. Remember to visit my offer page, and mm-hmm. also remember to go get that new moon email. I'll give you that address again because it was a little weird. Where is it? Okay.
Go ahead. You say what it was.
Okay. It's great for us / in all uppercase new moon luck, but I'll spell it now. GRT4.us. / new moon luck. And that's all uppercase. Just like the words are spelled, NEWMOONLUCK. So the tricky part is the great for dot us.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the abbreviation of great. It's GRT4.us. Okay, then / new moon luck. And just if it doesn't work, make sure that you're spelling new moon luck in all uppercase letters, all capital.
Right.
All right. So yeah, go get that. And because tonight at 9:41 p.m. Eastern, that would be 1:41 a.m. UTC GMT, which is 2:41 Paris time, 3:41 Alara time.
Obviously.
Yeah, you'll be asleep. You can safely write your new moon check.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's 9:41 in the morning, Hong Kong and Philippines time. They're easy because they're 12 hours. So, yeah. So just, I have no idea about Australia. You got to figure out your own time.
Perfect. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, people can find that out at timeanddate.com.
Exactly. I have a link to the time converter. Exactly.
Perfect. Yeah.
Well, I had a wonderful, wonderful time with everybody. The energy was felt really, really good. And remember, it's New Moon Day, so say happy new moon to everybody. They'll look at you like you're crazy, but it's okay. You know something? When people think you're crazy, celebrate. Because,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. Because you don't necessarily want to be like them anyway.
That's true. Absolutely. Yeah,
and the people
that
do big things in the world, everybody thinks they're crazy.
That's right.
If you think that the people, the two guys that founded Google, people didn't think they're crazy, if you think the people didn't think Elon Musk was crazy, I mean, come on. Of course they do. They did, and they still do some of the things that they do.
Absolutely, they do.
Yeah,
that's great. No,
so
thank you. This was great. I mean, all of the information that you shared with us, so much wisdom and all those wonderful new analogies. I just love them. They were so helpful and they made everything so clear. So thank you.
You're welcome.
And then all of the information that you gave to the callers too is so, it's relevant for everybody. So please do, listen to it again and, do it for yourself as well. Implement it for yourself as well.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. Everyone can listen again. And they can, hear everything again and get the value and then do it. Yeah, do it. I'm going to do some of these things myself.
Exactly.
I love when these questions come because, I get to bring information in that I didn't think of asking myself.
Yeah.
That pole thing is a very good idea for the EMF energy. I'm going to do that.
Exactly. Me too. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah.
So. Wonderful. So thank you so much, everyone, for being on the call. Being with us, spending this wonderful time with us. Like I said, it's a beautiful day. It's a special day for us, So thank you and have a great day. Continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. All right. Thank you. Bye for now. Thank you, Amy.
You're welcome.